live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Well, March is Reading Month. Capital Area District Library is, of course, participating in this. Going out on the phone now to Jean Boley, who is head librarian at the Foster branch of the Capital Area District Library. Good evening, Jean. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. Wanted to get a hold of you to discuss some great activities going on during the month of March. We're a week in, so I know you're underway. There are 13 branches at the Capital Area District Library. Frankly, I've lived in the Lansing area a long time. I was unaware there were that many branches to begin with.
Well, there are three in the city of Lansing, and the other 10 are around the county, from Stockbridge to Weberville and in between.
Okay. And all, don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to recite all 13 of them. Very good. Now, the idea behind the annual celebration of Reading Month is to encourage people that reading is a fun activity for the whole family. What are some of the kinds of things that the Capital Area District Library is doing to promote this?
Well, several libraries celebrated Dr. Seuss's birthday, which was last week. And there are things that are going on throughout the whole month. At Foster, we have a Reading Month calendar that kids can pick up a calendar, and it's got activities for every day that use some reading skills, and that can be done by the whole family as well. Several libraries are having parties. Downtown, they're having a Wimpy Kid party, and at Holt, they're having a Dora the Explorer party, which will be popular with the younger set. And since Reading Month is often aimed at school-age children, but it's never too early to start developing literacy skills, so all the libraries, Cattle and all the surrounding libraries, are participating in an early literacy event as well that's coming up this coming Sunday, the 13th, at the Hanna Community Center in East Lansing from 1 until 4. There will be booths there, lots of activities for the kids, stage shows, all things to get people to see that reading is not only necessary, it can be a lot of fun as well.
Statistics have proved out, haven't they, Jean, that if you start kids young reading, they develop a love for it that will last a lifetime.
Absolutely. It's never too early to start involving your children in reading activities. And it doesn't have to be instructional. It's just to make them aware of books and that reading is a fun thing. And one of the most important things for children is to see their parents reading, actually.
Aha. That is not a surprise either.
No. They model what they see. And so if they see their parents reading, especially dads, that's a great thing.
And do you see a lot of families come to the library as head librarian at the Foster branch? I assume that means you're there quite a bit. Do you see a lot of families come in?
We do, and it's nice. We have, of course, story times all the libraries do for various ages, and it's always a lot of fun when the dad brings the young child as well. As he's with the mom or he's the one that's taking care of the child that day and will bring the child in. So that's a great way to encourage reading and making them see that reading is an important thing to everyone.
Do you see people using the library differently now? Have you been in the library business for a long time, Jean?
I have, a long time.
Oh, I'm not going to ask you the years. I don't play that game on this show. So don't worry about that one either. Do you see people using the library differently now than they did years ago?
Yes. People don't browse as much as they used to. With the ability to put things, request things online. Lots of people will have their list and they'll put their requests in and they come in and pick things up. So they're not browsing quite as much. Kids still like to browse, and some people do. We have been busier than ever. It just seems to be that we're getting busier and busier all the time. I'm sure part of it's the economy. People who might have bought books in the past are saving by using the library, lots of the services that we have support.
Oh, Is Gene still there? Did we lose? Maybe we'll try to give Gene a call back and see if she is there. We were talking about March being Reading Month in the Lansing for the Capital Area District Libraries. We talked about many of the events coming up. Today is March 7th. Next event is March 12th. There's an Enjoy Dr. Seuss event at Cat in the Hat at the downtown branch on March 12th. On March 7th, on 10th in Stockbridge, there's stories, treats, crafts, and giveaways sponsored by Friends of the Library. In Hazlitt, there's African Folk Tales. Oh, Jean is back again. Jean, I lost you for a minute.
I don't know what I did. Sorry.
Oh, you never know what could happen, what could possibly happen. We were talking about people using the library differently.
Yes. Like I said, they're using it even more than in the past, but the patterns are a little bit different. We do have, of course, public access computers, which are used heavily as well, but people are actually using books as much, too. Our circulation continues to rise from year to year, so that's a good sign.
I was going to say, that's very encouraging. I hadn't thought about, taken the time to think about with the economy, instead of going out and buying a $20 book, go to your local library. It's there waiting for you.
Right. You can use that $20 on something else.
We're probably going to use it on gas, but
right.
Another interesting thing that you mentioned was requesting books online. So you can go online and ask for a book, and if it doesn't, you don't have it in that particular library, it can become available for you.
Yes. You have access to the entire 13-branch system that way. And Foster's the smallest of the three Lansing libraries, but it's kind of conveniently located, and we have free parking. So a lot of people who live on the east side of Lansing will pick their things up there. They might have come from downtown or Holt or Hazlitt or wherever, but they can pick them up. So that's a really good service that's much appreciated. And usually... if something is on the shelf when you request it, you'll get it within a couple days. If it's a bestseller, you might have to wait for it, but not as long as you might think.
Well, that's an amazing service. Do you have books on tape and so forth as well?
We do, and the downloadable books. Now, that's something that's really gone off like a rocket here. Both downloadable audiobooks and those that you put on an e-reader are increasingly popular as well, and those are available through the library as well.
Well, the library is changing, isn't it? It's changing with the times. There's no doubt about that.
We try to keep up.
Are there still library cards, or what do they look like now?
Oh, yes. Yes, we still do issue library cards. They look kind of like a credit card now. They're plastic with a barcode on the back that is scanned into the computer system. And the books all have barcodes that are scanned in as well. So,
well, it's a whole new library. Still has the magnificent books that we grew up with, and the ones that we can't wait to read. March is Reading Month, as we said. Please check. Can they check out a website to find out activities in the various libraries
Absolutely.
Near them?
The Capital Area District Library website is www.cadl.org. And you can find a calendar of events at all of our libraries, as well as the information about the literacy event this coming Sunday.
Well, very good. Jean, I can't thank you enough for your time this evening. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Jean Boley, who is the head librarian at the Foster branch of the Capital Area District Library. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.